All right.
Hey, y'all.
We are in Joshua Tree National Park. Mm-hmm. We have not recorded in a couple weeks. So I think the last episode was like, we got something special. We got a treat. Ah, stay tuned.
We got a huge surprise.
And then we disappeared. Apologies. We apologize. Yeah. But it's been crazy. We took off almost 2 weeks ago onto this epic road trip.
Yep. And we are currently, you know, still in California, but we went through Oregon. We went through Northern California. And then now here we are in Southern California, enjoying this beautiful sunshine.
Oh my gosh.
And this immaculate landscape.
It's crazy because it's like one of those things where you be like, you know, like you don't know what you need till you get it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is.
Definitely. Definitely. It's been life-giving.
Yeah.
On levels that I don't think either of us have experienced in quite a while, if at all.
Mm-hmm. Celebrated my 40th on the 6th.
Woo, woo, woo! 40th birthday.
This probably won't be aired for another few days, but it's the 9th today. We have no signal in here. We're just recording.
Mm-hmm.
In here in the park.
And we found this, like, kind of this cave structure.
We'll take a photo.
And you'll see it. And we are recording inside there because it has really good acoustics.
Yeah.
Might be a little windy, though, but...
Sorry. We're just trying to get back. We're trying to get back to y'all.
We are. We are. We've missed you. It's just been so much in such a short time.
Yeah.
And so... Should we catch everybody up?
I was about to say, you can also find like photos on and like videos and whatnot on my page, Zaidi.
Yeah.
_ thriving. If you just want to see a snippet of what we've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been Crater Lake.
Mm-hmm. It's been lava beds.
Then to Yosemite.
Mm-hmm.
Met some friends in San Jose.
Yes, which was great.
And
let's see, what then we were doing.
Oh, hung out with friends in LA.
Yep.
That's where I celebrated my 40th.
Yeah. Went to Sequoia.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Which was like, I'm still in awe.
Whew.
Of those amazing giants.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. It's so good. It's so good.
And it was actually last Friday that your people, Stacy, mm-hmm. was like, go to Joshua Tree.
Yeah. And she was like, you guys gotta go, because we kind of had it on the list, and then we were like, oh, we just like putting too many things on there. We're like, I don't know. And so it was just kind of like a, well, we'll see. But mm-hmm. We didn't have plans to go. And then she talked to her and she was like, yo, it's a must.
And
we're
it
like,
is
and we're like, okay. And it now, is. Not regretting it, we're going to be here for a few days.
Like, and we totally lucked up on a campsite. Ooh, which is a whole nother story.
It is competitive.
Yo, people were out driving around at 5 a.m. staking claims to multiple campsites.
Mm-hmm.
The way we got ours was we circled all the campsites, which everybody does.
The night before, so yesterday.
We got in the park around 5, 6 o'clock. And we circled around. No open campsite anywhere.
Mm-mm.
And then there was this one, number 16, at the Bell Campground.
Ooh, with the little turtle.
And we stopped, jumped out, looked at the post where the note was, and it's basically like, oh, somebody's camping here for one night. But there was no car, and it was 6 o'clock.
And it was written in pencil.
Written in pencil. And it was there. And I was like, yo... Sun was still up, so you couldn't like discount him. Like maybe they ran out, coming back, whatever. All right, let's leave. Came back around, like something just don't feel like we want to take it, but we trying to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we drive by it for a second time. Then we end up taking the wrong road out. It's now like 8. It's dark,
pitch black in the middle of the desert.
Probably 8:30.
Yeah.
It's getting to be real night.
And mind you, all the other campgrounds, and there's probably about half a dozen.
There's over 100 sites.
Yes, and half a dozen, like, different sections, all full, reserved. And we're like, oh, man. Also, we had no service.
No service. Not so you gotta drive like 30 bar. To 45 minutes to have service. Because I was like, well, maybe we can get on and reserve right now. Maybe we can get online, see, you know, what is this process for, like, you know, holding the spot or this first come first serve stuff. Like, how does that go? Mm-hmm. Do you have to pay first, then go find? Like, we just had no information. So it's like 9 o'clock. Mm-hmm. We get to an exit, which is not the exit or entrance that we started at. And we had been driving for a good almost hour.
So we pull over because we finally realize, oh, shoot, we got a pocket of service.
Yes.
Let's pull over and get the information we need. Mm-hmm. Let's look up how to reserve stuff or how to what we can do for our next steps to claim our spots.
Right. And so we're basically at an entrance.
Yeah.
And we both have service. And we're Googling. We're looking at people's blogs. We're looking at tips.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically just saying it's really competitive. This is what you're going to have to do. Blah, 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 blah. We sit there. We look at each other. We kind of stare off into the stars. <'Cause>
Which are beautiful, by the way.
The stars are gorgeous. It's pitch black at this time, though. And we was like, we should go back to 16. Mm-hmm. Because if they're not there now, they're not coming.
No, they ain't coming.
That's an open site. We look at the time. We know how long it takes to get back in.
45 minutes.
Look at the GPS, which actually said like 54 minutes. And decided as a team, as a unit, we're going back in.
And if it's there, it is meant for us.
We're taking it. It's empty. Because y'all can't even imagine how many people passed this spot up. There were people right behind us, right before us, passing it, looking at the little tag that was like, oh, because it just looks like somebody's supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, we go back 45 minutes in, circle, 16's available.
Boom.
Park immediately, recline the seats, call it a fucking night.
Yeah.
In the morning, it was like 5 a.m. and there was a woman running around. Tagging spots.
Like, when we say running around, she was really running around. I thought it was a game, scavenger hunt. I didn't know what it was. And she was just staking claim. And we were like, oh my God.
Like, left and right, like multiple campsites. So she's just like, I'm getting one of these.
And we're like, if we hadn't came the night before and just trust spirit, trust our guts, and came back, yo, we probably wouldn't have gotten a spot.
Nope. So, anyways, that's a lesson on trusting your gut and third time's a charm and all kinds of stuff. Early bird gets the worm. Like
all these things. Fill in the blank. Whichever, you know, proverb works for you.
That's what fits here. Anyhow, we're looking at this gorgeous landscape. I think we're going to sign out, but we will be back sooner than later this time.
Yes.
Thanks for not leaving us.
thank you.
And also check out our IGs, Zaidi_thriving, ZAIDI_THRIVING,
and Fia Styles at PHIASTYLES at, that's just it.
That's it.
IG. You can also check us out at Magically Just Different.
Yes.
All one word.
Or
also
you can find
on
us together.
Yes. And then you can shoot us a message, you know, say what's up, ask any questions, if you want to know about gear that we're using, if we want to know about where we're going next, although some of it might be a secret.
That we don't know yet.
Exactly.
We just out here.
Yeah.
We just out here.
But if you just want to say what's up and just give us good wishes and all that, hit us up.
Yeah.
And remember,
be great.
Be kind.
Be you.
There's only one.
No editing this series.